all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
After a catastrophic leak, BP is getting back into the well drilling business in the Gulf of Mexico.
The feds approved BP's plan to drill four new wells about 200 miles off the Louisiana coast.
We'll be getting back to work in the Gulf of Mexico.
In a company video, BP CEO Bob Dudley said this has been the plan all along.
And we can help not only our business, our shareholders, but help the U.S. with its energy security.
The Obama administration says they verified compliance with heightened safety standards and says BP voluntarily carried out additional safety enhancements and performance standards. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
She's been dead for decades, but Marilyn Monroe is still a superstar. A green velour dress she wore in the 1954 Western River of No Return has sold for more than $500,000 at an auction in China. This summer, the iconic white dress she wore in The Seven-Year Itch sold for more than $4.5 million. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
It's her first recital. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. With me today, my co-host, JP. And we've been talking about hot topics of the world. And one of the real hot topics this week was the wild animals
in Ohio.
I can hardly talk about it. I didn't put it on my list, JP, but he's insisting we talk about it because he has grander ideas of a monkey and a tiger running down the street with the monkey on his back.
Well, no, they kept saying that a monkey and a wolf were the only two that escaped, and I kept visualizing this monkey on this wolf's back.
No, actually, they did.
Go,
they have like...
go,
well,
wolf.
I like that visual better than the visual I'm getting from it because I can't even believe it. I mean, I'm such an animal lover. That it's hard for me to even talk about. It's hard for me to watch. I mean, without just okay. So riled.
This is why we have a good show because we're so different. You're all upset and crying, and I'm laughing. And then they said the wolf didn't get away, but the monkey had herpes. And I'm like, there I went off again. I couldn't stop laughing.
A wild monkey with herpes.
The monkey had herpes. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that crazy? How'd he get herpes? I'm telling you, living with humans do all that to you.
They have a life.
But it was just a crazy thing. I mean, just an absolute nutcase. I mean, when he had those thoughts, just turn the gun on yourself. I mean, let the animals go? I don't get that.
Maybe
he loved
just
them,
thought
supposedly.
He was doing something good for him.
What was he doing? Releasing them in the city?
It's a Free Willy moment.
With all his crazy people all scared.
You stop laughing over there.
Seeing a big tiger come after you? Oh, it was just horrible, and all the animals that were destroyed because of it. They did save, what was it, 5 or 8 or something. They did save them.
So what did they do? Just shoot the ones that came out of the area? Or, I mean,
well, they had to shoot the ones that were running like a monkey with herpes on the back of a tiger. I mean, what were they going to do?
Now, didn't they decide that the monkey did not get away? That he was actually...
There was another monkey. A couple of monkeys were shot. The wolf was shot. I mean...
Now you're laughing. See?
Hardly anybody made it out alive because your visual is kind of funny. But I think it's a horrible thing, and I can't even believe in Ohio. Better change there. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. I was in the circus. We've already established that. I had a lion and some poodles. When I had my lion, the Department of Agriculture tracks where you go with that lion, what size the cage is, what you feed that lion. They come out, do spot checks.
What you feed them.
Why is that not happening?
Did you say I'm feeding them the poodles?
The neighbors. When I said the neighbors, they came out. No, why don't they have those? I don't understand why they don't have those revisions and they don't have those.
I don't know.
That intact. Everybody thinks they can just, well, they can just buy exotic animals and then what? And then your life becomes upside down. Then what are you going to do with these animals?
Really? What do you do?
It's just
with
insane. You turn them loose. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How do you have a pet grizzly bear? How, you can't
you
really,
turn him loose. You take him to Times Square. I mean, come on. That's just insane. It's just crazy, and it makes me just riled.
I hope the monkey got away. That's all I'm saying.
And the monkey choked.
I mean, he's already had a bad enough life. You
where
know,
do you
ostracized
think gonna,
by the younger other monkeys because he had
can
herpes.
You imagine what is going to be going on with this poor monkey? Where is he going to run to? Some little kid's going to take him as a pet. He's going to monkeys are dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially wild monkeys. They do not like people.
I remember when I used to take my little girls to the zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I always like try to get past the monkeys without stopping because they're gross.
Yeah, they are.
They're sit out there on a little island and they're trying to throw poop at you. And they're
just, the closest to the human being I've ever seen. Yes, it is. It's just a sad tale.
And
we're not making light of it because it's a horrible thing. And that man must have just been a crazy nut.
And
that's all I can say.
If he's still loose, I just want to say, go, monkey, go.
Go, monkey, go.
Me too, head go, south. Monkey. Winter is coming.
I know. Find the trees, babe. Stay away from the human beings. And then it reminds me, we were talking about earlier, I went to the Humane Society to take my sister to get her cat fixed. I can't believe the cat. This is the same kind of situation here in Reno. You're clanking over there, Jessica. She wants her turn.
She does.
We got the utility players in here with us. We're going to talk to them in a couple of minutes on a little lighter note. But I just wanted to get this out. I went to the Humane Society. And there were so many cats in there, JP. I cried like a baby. Every room I went into, there were cats. Every cage, cat. People get cats, they want pets, whether they're exotic or they're domestic. Domesticate them and then run out on them. It's wrong. And I know things happen. I know problems happen. But we have to do something about people needing all these pets, including exotic animals, and then they can't take care of them. And we find it right here in Reno. I went there, I cried. There are so many cats, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But it's just cats, right?
Am I done now? No, but I was shocked because there's usually more dogs than cats. Look at that, just cats. I'm going to take it all out on him here in a minute.
I got to admit, I'm a dog person. And
you know, I'm going to get some real good ratings if I do you in right here on my show.
From the cat people,
yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, it's just pathetic. You know, think about it anyway. Think about it before you adopt a pet, before you take on an exotic animal you don't know anything about. Please.
Did you see any dogs?
It's crazy. I did see some dogs. There were a lot of dogs, too, but I couldn't go in there because I probably would have went home with four or five of them.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah,
yeah, I wanted to go build a big cat house. I think it's appropriate in Nevada.
I think you would.
We're
going to
build a cat house, and it's legal, and we're going to put these cats in there.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed men who show up at the cat house.
I thought this was a cat house.
It is.
So, okay, one more thing before we get to Jessica and Ian. They're here to talk about some fun stuff. One more thing that was on my mind, and it's the new details that emerged in the case of the people held captive in Philadelphia. I mean, this is...
I don't know anything about this.
This is another one of those situations, JP. Current investigation into Weston, who was the woman. Okay, here they were. Linda Ann Weston, 51, 47-year-old Gregory Thomas, 49-year-old Eddie Wright, and 32-year-old Jean McIntosh, which was Weston's daughter. They were holding seven people, including Weston's 19-year-old niece, in a room, a separate room, boiler room, not feeding them. Some of them were handcuffed.
Why?
Different places.
How did I not read about this?
Stealing their Social Security checks.
No way.
Oh,
that's the whole reason
gosh.
They had them?
Yes.
How many people did they have?
They had four. For seven. I'm sorry, seven people, four people holding seven people.
So seven Social Security
Seven
checks.
People. They were collecting their, they believe, collecting. And the niece even showed signs of torture and abuse. Her own niece, 19-year-old girl. Now, authorities are also looking into whether...
Why was it 19-year-old getting Social Security?
Authorities, not her. I mean, this is just some of the people. This is one of the seven. Authorities are also looking into whether some of the victims' Social Security checks had been stolen. Philadelphia Police Commissioner said on Monday that Weston had IDs for about 50 people in her possession.
Uh-oh.
Social Security information, power of attorney information, those kinds of things.
So there might be a bunch of others they've killed.
Other stuff, yeah.
Oh, for money.
For money. Let's just say money. Not all Social Security checks. But they weren't dead. They found them. But they were all malnutritioned.
No, but if there's 50 IDs,
50
had,
IDs,
you only
they don't know what's happened
seven
to them.
People.
Now listen to this. Linda Weston served 8 years. She's the ringleader, they're calling her. She served 8 years in prison for killing her sister's boyfriend, Bernardo Ramos, in the late 1980s. The newly obtained documents show Ramos held captive in a closet. He weighed about 75 pounds at the time of his death. He starved in December of 1981.
So she's done this before.
Testimony in the Ramos case showed the man was fed only four times while held in the closet for about 2 months. When he finally died of malnutrition,